Book 5, Unit 4, Shopping. Unit 4, Presentation. Activity 2. Student Book, page 32. Listen. Read.
That jacket doesn't fit. It's too small and the sleeves are too short. You really need a new jacket.
I want to go to the mall. There's a sale at DeMarco's clothing store. I need a new white shirt for school. How do we get to DeMarco's clothing store?
Go to the end of the aisle, turn left, and go past Jan's jewelry box. DeMarco's is across from Steve's Sport Shop.
Unit 4. Presentation. Activity 3. Student Book, page 33. Listen. Read.
I want a jacket with a zipper and big pockets. I like this green jacket with the big pockets. How much does it cost?
$39.95. It's on sale. Try it on.
This jacket is too baggy on me.
You need a smaller size. Here's the medium. But it's more expensive than the green jacket.
It's $44.50, but it fits fine, and it's the nicest jacket on the rack.
Do you want to wear it now?
Unit 4. Presentation. Activity 4. Student Book, page 33, and Teacher's Edition, page T33. Listen. Chant.
Oh, the West Park Mall, the West Park Mall. It's bigger than the other malls around it. The West Park Mall, the West Park Mall. You're going to be so happy that you found it.
They've got jewelry and rings and 1,000 other things. Like cameras and computers and all that. There is luggage, there are lamps, a post office to get stamps, and a place to buy a puppy or a cat.
Oh, the West Park Mall, the West Park Mall. It's bigger than the other malls around it. The West Park Mall, the West Park Mall. You're going to be so happy that you found it.
You can buy warm winter boots, or summer swimming suits, or a radio, a TV, or a bike. There are department stores on several different floors. You can always find exactly what you like.
There are pots for cooks, and for readers there are books. And for everyone there's clothing you can wear. There are stores full of toys for little girls and boys, and a barber shop where barbers cut your hair.
You'll see lots of jeans and jackets and terrific tennis rackets, whether summer, winter, spring, or in the fall. Oh, there isn't any end to the things you can buy when you're shopping at the West Park Mall.
Unit 4. Practice. Activity 7. Student Book, page 35. Listen. Where are you?
Start at Val's Video. Turn right. Go to the corner. Turn right on Apple Avenue and walk one block. Turn right on 2nd Street and walk past the car wash and the library. Cross Pear Avenue. Go past the town park. Cross Cherry Avenue and turn left. Go past the Orchard Apartments. Turn right into the next building. Circle the building.
Unit 4 Little Book. A Day at the Mall by Judy Nayer. Student Book pages 37 and 38. Page 1.
It was Saturday. Saturday was shopping day in my family. My mother saw an ad about a sale at the mall. The biggest department store was having an anniversary sale, and everything was half price. My mother decided I needed new clothes. I was in big trouble. I liked my clothes. They fit me, and they looked great. But my mother loves shopping, and she loves sales. There was no stopping her.
Page 2.
For a minute, I thought I was lucky. Dad had the car. How could we get there? But Mom said, "We can take the bus." The bus stopped at 6th Avenue, just one block from the mall. At the mall, my mother asked for directions to the big department store. A man said the store was across from the pet store. We went past my favorite stores, Guitar World, Music Corner, and Sneaker Stop. I wanted a new CD, but my mother said not to look in the window. We had to go straight to the department store. We had to turn right and go past the luggage store. It was next to the jewelry store.
Page 3.
Mom moved so fast. She ran down the aisle and found the racks of clothes. She was excited. Her fingers moved through shirt after shirt. "Here," she said, "try these on." Everything Mom picked was awful. There were flowered shirts and checked shirts. There were pairs of plaid pants and pairs of striped pants. One shirt had sleeves that were too short. One pair of jeans had no pockets. I wasn't surprised they were half price. Who would wear them?
Page 4.
My mother was getting tired. "These clothes look comfortable," I said. "And they're my size. I'll try them on." I came out wearing my plain, solid-colored T-shirt and baggy pants. "May I get them?" I asked. "Yes. I like those clothes," my mother said with a smile. "How much do they cost?" "Imagine that," I said. "My old clothes are free." "Wow, that's better than half price," said Mom. "Don't tell the salesperson," I said to my mother. "But my old clothes are better than any of the new clothes here." "You're right," Mom said as we walked out the door. "Sometimes something old can be better than something new."
This is the end of Student Book 5, Unit 4.